NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. The Biden administration is ready to vaccinate children ages 5 to 11. NBC's Miguel Amaguer.
Using trusted sites like schools and community centers, many families will have easy access to the free vaccine. A smaller dose than the one taken by adults and given at most pharmacies, the White House says it'll pre-package easy-to-distribute vials.
Today, the White House is laying out plans to distribute the coronavirus vaccines quickly, conveniently, and equitably to children across the country. The initiatives will be put into place soon after the FDA and CDC recommend vaccines for young children. The plan includes making kids' vaccines available in more than 25,000 pediatric offices and primary care sites. Some seen as community leaders are using their platforms to spread COVID misinformation. Mike Bauer reports.
A Miami private school, which previously asked teachers not to get the COVID vaccine or they wouldn't be allowed to return this school year, is now asking parents to keep their children home for 30 days if their child has received a vaccine dose. The letter from Center Academy read, "We ask that you hold off until the summer when there will be time for the potential transmission or shedding onto others to decrease." Shedding is a term used to describe the release or discharge of any of the vaccine components in or outside of the body. Vaccine shedding can only occur when a vaccine contains a weakened version of the virus, and absolutely none of the vaccines authorized for use in the U.S. contain a live virus.
The full House will take up the issue of whether to refer Steve Bannon to the Justice Department for criminal prosecution tomorrow. It comes after the body select committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection, of which Congresswoman Liz Cheney is vice chair, voted unanimously to recommend former President Donald Trump's ally face contempt charges.
"We have no choice but to seek consequences for Mr. Bannon's failure to comply. Those consequences are not just important for this investigation. They are important for all congressional investigations."
Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.